With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Log Talk Radio.
Choking sign.
I know, but you keep reaching your hand towards me in that way, and it closes up my throat. This has got to stop, or I can't talk.
We wouldn't need a no choking sign around these people.
That was Big Sean, big poopy face. You know? who told you? And then we have Christina.
Hello.
Oh, and it carried. People probably heard that for the first time. That voice you just heard was Christina. You know, we always say, and Christina, and you guys hear. That's actually, for the first time, we bring you Christina's voice. So this is quite the show. Then we have my beautiful wife, Christy, suffering a little bit of an acne problem.
Yeah.
Brains? Brains. Brains bad. At least that's what they told me in college. Anyway, so moving on, we've got a lot to talk about. So I'm going to let Big Sean talk about it.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, mainly about stuff about Halloween.
And stuff and things.
And symptomatic stuff. People.
Symptomatic. Stop playing with it, you know, you'll get a scar. Mm-hmm. No, you don't want that. We've done some, we've gone out, and every year we test a couple of fright attractions. This year, we made it down to Sacramento for Fright Fair. Ermagerd. Okay, if you live in Sacramento, I'm sorry. First off, that you live in Sacramento. And secondly, that you don't want to go to Fright Planet. Fright Planet, bad. I mean, they charge you. We paid $49 per ticket for the VIP, which was the way to go. The VIP was the way to go. We didn't wait in line. You know, we're right to the front every time. The best part of it was all the dirty, dangerous looks we were getting from everyone that didn't get the VIP tickets. And we made sure to wave and, you know, shake our little behinds at them, you know, because, you know, I'm a butthead and don't care. And we'd go through the attractions. They had nine of them. Now, when I say nine of them, one is Burial, the ride. Okay? We did not do that. Okay? That was a coffin on sawhorses with a pole through the whole thing that they rocked back and forth. So they put you in this thing. They closed the lid, one person at a time, you know, and they had a camera on your face in pitch dark, and they'd leave you in there for about 10 minutes, and then they'd smash on the outside of the casket and watch you poop yourself. You know, and then they'd start rocking you really fast, you know, with that whole thing. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when they finally bang on it, they'd wake them up. You know, all right, where am I? Am I late for school? All right, I better get going. Not a pleasant-looking thing. I don't think they have any right to call it a ride. It's a box you sit in. All right, sit in the box, and we'll rock you, okay? You should know about that. Weren't you in your coffin sometimes with earthquakes?
Many, many times.
Probably the same experience. One of, who cares, you know? So then, all right, so we didn't do that. Then they had one that was some expedition where you're in the jungle, and it must have been pygmies because every single actor in there was 10 years old, okay? You know, had little, and their makeup is consisted of taking bloody, you know, fake blood, putting it on their hand and smearing it across their face. That was the makeup. That was the extent of the makeup throughout the entire thing. Every place had similar, you know, handprint makeup type stuff.
And they got $49
a pop for that. You know, for the VIP.
So we know that they didn't spend their money on special.
No, they did not. They had one animatronic. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you've seen the picture. It's a sad-looking purple eater, a people eater thing, that the arms are busted, the mouth is busted. It busted down, you know, nothing. And they put it there just to show you that, hey, at one time we cared. We had animatronics. Now you get you know, a thumb up your butt. You know, move along. And that was another thing, too. We had...
enjoy that.
Some people, yeah, they paid money for that thumb up there. Yeah, you're correct on
Mac
that one.
Paid $49.
I paid $49 for that. Yeah, but I kept going back. He started to get wise to me. But, you know, they did the biggest search. You know, I mean, they slowed everything down to have some... So the line we got in, this kid had a wand. I don't think he knew how to use it, because he didn't wand anyone. And he reeked a pot. I called him Token Joe. And I walked through there, like I do, with about five knives. One in my wallet. Well, I'm not going to give you all the different places, because I don't, you know, don't pat me down and remember all this. But I keep one on my chest, right? And as we're going through, and he looked like he might have remembered how to use that wand thing, I said, hey, I have a pacemaker. And I patted the knife. Oh, I didn't know you had it. I didn't. You have a pacemaker? Well, I'm not going to want you there. You could go through. Have a nice day. So all that, and we got through. It was chaotic because we had bought our tickets online, and they had no notes to show you where you go. You buy your tickets online, you know, they should have signs, come over here, you were smart, you don't have to be with these other loser faces, come on through. Nothing like that. Big, you know, I heard mooing. I swear to you I heard mooing when we were going through there. And, you know, cattle prods, which is another benefit of the whole thing, which I enjoyed, but that's just me. And then we finally get through, and everything, you know, you got nine attractions. And I'm thinking to myself, this place is going to be crazy. It's going to be huge. We're going to be walking our asses off all night. No, it's one tiny little area. I mean, they are about our house could be one of the mazes. You know, this size. And maybe even too big.
So, for $49, nine mazes.
Yeah.
There were times. How long were you guys there total?
An hour.
Ouch.
Wow. Hour and a half.
And listen to them with the maze.
Oh, yeah. And then, for extra special torture, the only place you could sit down was a place where they had set up for the, you know, 10-year-olds to dance, like Michael Jackson and Nene. What was that song? I hated that song. Sing a little bit for me. I don't know how to sing it. Something about that. the crazy gnarly leg or something or something?
Stinky leg.
Stinky leg, that was it. Yeah. I was giving him a stinky eye.
I'm a little younger than you, so I've heard
I'm younger than you.
Just
well, at least I know that I'm younger than the Vegas Vampire by quite a bit. So
yeah.
I have that going for me.
Well, most everybody is.
What are you, like 200 and something?
281.
Oh, my
gird. I was going to say.
At last count.
Well, you don't look a day over 155, so there's
well,
that.
Thank you,
sir. You're welcome. I am a nice guy. I'm talking about the jungle worm,
jelly bean.
I have my jelly bean.
Gentlemen.
I have two of them. In fact, I have to adjust them right now.
I got a little
they're adjusted.
Put them away.
Anyway, so we went through the jungle one, and they had netting, you know, you had the duck under. We had these little 10-year-olds with the bad makeup coming up going, rawr, seriously, rawr. I got rawred at about 30 or 40 times. And my, you know, answer to them is, I poop bigger than you. Get away from me. I kill you.
So, in other words, what you're saying is, and this is the trip you took your son with.
Yes.
So, in other words, he scared more people than the packer?
Oh, shit, we both did.
Okay.
Yeah, we went through... Another one that we went through was blackout. Okay, this is just the epitome of lazy. Okay, this is like, okay, we're going to make a maze, but we're not going to put a single effing thing in it. Nothing. We're just going to have it at night, and we're not going to have a light. And we'll let people walk through it. Okay, that maze is done. Blackout. Ooh, blackout. You know, with really cool looking logo and stuff. And they spent more money on these logos and whatnot than, you know... anything that was in it. I mean, about
but I'm
95
sure you
for the block. Yeah, but they didn't have me
graphics.
Do it. Well, they didn't have me do it, so that's another reason why I couldn't, you know,
well,
sit on it.
We went to the diner one where they had all the different body parts hanging out. This one girl's on, would you like some? And Aaron's all, I'm trying to find my arm.
And, she
she's like, oh.
Yeah, my son is missing his left forearm up, you know, to his hand, where his hand was. And so we did a lot of running around looking for his arm. And the kids are like, the first, you know, few times they saw it, because we did go through many times, because it was VIP, and we kept those people off. And and we went through, and they're like big guys, these little kids. Oh, my goodness. So going back to the blackout one, I'm in the middle of this thing now, right? Pitch black, and I'm pissed. Because I know this is just a cop-out. It's a played-out cop-out. Just to add one more, you know, attraction to get people in there. Let's call it blackout. We'll just build a maze. We're good to go. Okay? Nothing else. And they put some people in there in blackout suits in the corners. Little kids. I mean, none of these people reached hardly over my stomach. Kid you not. And so I get in the middle of the thing, and I'm, you know, my listeners out there could understand that I am loud. It's a true story. I know.
No.
Shake your head. No, it's true. I am a bit on the loud.
Hey, guys.
I'll kill you.
Gotcha.
All right. So moving on. So I get in the middle of this thing, pitch dark, and I scream a blood curling scream at the top of my lungs. And instantly smelled urine. All the kids in there went, What was that? Joe. And then, Christy, what was that one guy that was in front of you? What did he do?
He jumped and started saying words I can't say right now.
What, boiling? What was
yeah.
in the war? Sloppy doo-doo, you know, pee-pee pop-pop.
What's that?
So I think Haywood, my son, and I actually have more of a scare than, you know, a ratio than anyone else there. And then at the end, I was just full-on pissed. And we were walking through, and we were just, I mean, you think I'm a smart-ass now? No, those poor kids, they cried. Okay, they cried,
he's a mean man, he's a mean man, he's a mean man.
Because I went through, and I was looking for my monkey. You know, and every one of these little kids, I hear my monkey. You look like my mom. One kid got so bad. Do I look like a monkey? Yes, you do. Let's see that little tail. You're a monkey. Get in my bag. So,
and you supported this, Christy?
She's right there with us. I mean, come on, she's my wife, you know. No, I mean, if she doesn't, she knows she gets electric shock again. I mean, what?
Who puts the shock collar on?
Well, it's always on, but we can't talk about it.
Oh.
Baby, you ready?
She's going to say nothing.
still likes it. Doesn't even move. Doesn't affect her anymore. So we went to, let's see, then they had the asylum. And they had one creepy little part. I'll give them this. They had one of the little, again, a little 10-year-old girl creeped out from underneath this bed in a weird kind of, you know, spiderly kind of way. That was cool, you know. But then the makeup of the handprint of Red kills it every time. You know, it's like there was absolutely no, they had no actors out amongst the people, you know, waiting in line. You're in line, tough shit. Entertain yourself. You know, we're not gonna. You know, I've been to ones where they come up and stand right behind you, and they'll, you know, snip out fear on one of them.
Even the small JC ones that I was a part of years ago, we used to have actors go out amongst the crowd just to keep them entertained because sometimes the lines did get, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Well, this was long. These were long. Not for us. Anyway,
but that enhances the experience.
It does. You know,
it kind of bums me out to hear that you guys...
There was no enhancement or no attempt to really enhance anything there. They had a hearse that they had in the dark. They had no rider in it. It was just there. In the dark. No photo op. No character. Let's get a pictures or anything.
Nothing inside.
Nothing inside. Nothing. I mean, these
one
people...
One of mine, I had a...
Yeah.
Beautiful leopard skin blanket over the top of a wonderful mattress in the back of it, and actually that was as that's where the line came from. That vehicle was as close as you can get to coming and going at the same time.
Yeah. Well, they did nothing with theirs. Nothing with theirs. No cool. Nothing.
There was no coming. Order.
I mean, no, there was no coming. There was going. It was just you're here. Let's give us a big, eh, you're here. Not pressed. They had, the asylum was that, but then you had the diner. You know the hands that you brought in, that you brought us? Their hands that they had in the diner, not as good.
Oh.
Not as good. They were, like, really sad, really plasticky, really badly. Just, you know, really, did you pay 99 cents for all of them? You know, that was, you know, because I know horror. I know when they put things into it. They have animatronics and they have cool stuff in there. You know, they care. They didn't care. They're whoever's running that are just about the money. Let's get the money. We'll advertise next year if people come
Is
back.
Is that one charity-based?
No, it's not charity-based.
It's private enterprise.
A private enterprise... That somewhere there is the chairman of the board for that, you know, whole deal that sits there with a strap on, you know, ready to just screw anyone that walks through his door. I mean, that's his look. That's what he goes for all the time. I mean, I think I saw him there. It was probably the best costume that was at the whole thing. But it was bad. I mean, you know, and it's like you don't have adults. Not one adult. Not one adult there. All they were just elementary kids. How do you get scared with it? Because they didn't have to pay them. You know? They didn't have to pay them or care about them or do any kind of anything. They were happy just to be there. And they would get out of character all the time. Like the kid that I called a monkey. He was pissed. Oh, no monkey. No, he was out of character that fast. You don't do that. Now, don't go to Fright Planet, all right? Just don't do it. Save your money. Go to Slipknot. There's another one there, too. Either one of them's got to be better than Fright Planet. Next year we may go back to one of the other ones. Who knows? That isn't the end of our haunted attractions. We actually went out and did another one for you guys. We went to Reno. We went to the zombie crawl and saw a bunch of drunks crawling dressed up as zombies. So there was that. We missed the big, you know, 10,000 people thriller dance. You know, we just missed that because we were in the slaughterhouse. We had got there a little late. But, so, the slaughterhouse. All right, so we get there. Instantly, I like it better. They have a killer clown with a chainsaw. He's got an ice cream truck. With chains. And bought decent body parts. And he's taking pictures with people. And he's, you know, running around scaring people. And then we go in, and we get the VIP again. And we go right to the front line. with, you know, more dirty looks and whatnot, because I love those dirty looks. I mean, seriously, you know, if the fun part of everything is going there, getting the VIP, and just subtly flipping off everyone that you walk by. Yeah, oh, sorry, I have an itchy nose. It's the only finger that can really get the itch done well. And then go through. As we're waiting in line, they had props. They had, you know, stuffed monsters and little lights and, you know, strobe lights and different things. Then you go in, and you walk in, and this guy takes a picture of you. He puts you next to one of your relatives, Dracula. You know, he had the Dracula, though, he wasn't very animated. He just stood there looking Dracula-ish. And then they took a photo of us, took us around the corner, and this guy, this maintenance guy, had these cattle props. Sorry, guys.
We can play charades. It's okay.
Well, I just get excited when I think about them. Anyway, he comes around and asks, and you know, a couple people scream. You know, Christy. I mean, not me.
No.
Alfred.
No.
Alfred, of course. Yeah, Alfred, yeah. Yeah, the urine smell we had there was Alfred.
Alfred.
But which is why he's not here, because he knew I was going to tell everyone. So we go through, and they put us in an elevator with people in there, you know, laying down and, you know, scaring us and, you know, welcome to hell and the whole thing. And they go down, and they let us out. And it had four levels. They had to start down below where it took you in the elevator, and then you walk through a bunch of dark. I mean, this didn't have the most scenes either. Okay, it really didn't. It had more thought and caring put in it than Fright Plant, but that isn't saying a lot. They had an area where zombies were loose, and they had, you know, biohazard and that smoke fog effect, and, you know, zombies lurching at you and coming at
people
you.
People with biohazard suits.
Yeah, and biohazard suits, and then later on biohazard suits with zombies. And then you walk through these like heavy bags that had strips going down that had electric current going through, so it shocked you. So that I made water. I'll admit it. I did. And then I got shocked again because, you know, I was standing in a puddle. But, you know, it did something to do with my hair that I really liked.
Never learned.
I think I'm going to keep it. But, so we get done. We come through. They also have one hallway that has giant pillows that you have to squeeze through. I mean, it was, I don't understand the pillows, but it was better thought and something, you know, than the other. And then it brings you into a bar, which is always a good thing. We always like the bar. And then that was it. And then we went downtown Reno and really saw some scary shit. I mean, some of those women should not wear those cow outfits. I mean,
no,
just saying, no. Fishnet, only around your face, honey, okay? That's where you should wear that, around your face. No.
Unfortunately, the trend in women's costumes now has kind of taken a dive because everything is slutty this, slutty that. It's not creative.
Yeah, there's, I saw one, Onion or something that had fake costume ads that some guy did, and he had the slutty potato. Yeah, where he, you know, she had no arms, just a big, you know, Photoshop potato on her body with legs and net stockings coming through. Obviously, it wasn't a comedy, it was just a Photoshop thing. But that tells you everything is slutty, 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 slutty. You know, I mean.
So you guys experienced a little bit of everything in Reno. Well, sounds like.
Well, I've never been, because they didn't do the haunted attractions type stuff when I was a kid. You know, they didn't do that. You know, this is a newer thing, you know, 90s, you know, on where they actually do the haunted houses. But I'm sure they have some in Vegas, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to any of them?
Not in the past couple of years, though.
Well, you can give us the we have the Vegas Vampire. We're going to take him to the Klamath Falls haunted attraction. We're going to check out that. Right now, Christy's wearing appliances and costume that all of Fright Planet couldn't have added up to this. I mean, one costume, all these appliances on her face, more than they had for every single one of their people. How sad is that? You know, and then they tease you with an animatronics that they used to have that they don't even care to repair or replace. know. And we have seen some really kick-ass haunted attractions. We were in one at Scream of the Beach up in Portland a few years ago. They had giant monsters that would lunge at you and stuff. I mean, really cool stuff. We had, I was a mad mortician, and I was one of the last scenes they walked through. And she was my, you know, revived zombie body. And every time no one was in there, we were making out like crazy. So that was a little scary.
Well,
yeah.
That's where it gets the juices flowing.
That was the Haunted Hunters. How did you miss that? Did you miss that?
I don't go to Portland. I've only been to Portland once, so I'll never go back.
Well, then I guess you go to Portland, don't you? So you are indeed a big liar face. You can't say you don't go to Portland. Okay? You went once, that's it. You can't say, I didn't get it. You've been there. Liar face.
I'm going to put you in the slaughterhouse.
All right, baby, let's get that oil I love, will you? Anyway, so that was my report on the haunted attractions that we've gone to this year. Last year, we went to the Hollywood Haunted Nights in Universal Studios. I will say they put money in it.
I would hope so.
They really did. And they had, you know, because another thing I didn't like about either one of these, you know, Reno or Sacramento, they had no, nothing to remember it by. I mean, who gives a shit about Fright Planet? You want to forget that. But Reno, the slaughterhouse, they should have had shirts. You know, something. You know, 2015, and then each year you want to go back and get the new one.
You said that they took a picture of you with Drac.
Yeah, it's, where is it?
Do they give you that, or do you have to
buy it?
Yeah, you have to buy it.
I mean, and the picture, we got a picture at Fright Planet, too. You go through Mary's.
Bloody Mary's.
And they had, a tiny little mirror that had her with their back, and then she turned around and lunged at you. So one piece of, you know, fright props. One prop for that whole thing, you know. And you walk through, and it's 10-year-old girls. Run, run. Does he look familiar?
Yeah, one, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, so we're looking at the pictures. The Bloody Mary one was kind of, photos. But we bought them because we do that. We want to go there. I bought a hoodie and a really cool T-shirt at the Haunted Hollywood Nights. We've got a couple of glasses, you know, some tumblers, you know, some shot glasses, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. You know, that's what you go for. You know, you want to remember it. You know, every time you do a shot, you know, initially when before it starts hitting you, you would like to remember that. Know, after the shots hit you, don't remember anything, but, you know, life goes on. Yeah, that's kind of dark, isn't it? The picture at Slaughterhouse was much nice, better, or well done. Like, more professional, bigger, actually, in the focus.
But
yeah.
I love Alfred's face in that picture.
Yeah.
And was he dressed up like Ed Gein? Was that what the look like he was going for?
No, we had just gone to Virginia City the day before. That day, and he went to the $20 leather store and got him a vest and a hat. So he was determined to wear that the whole time, which was cool. It was a good look for him. But the Hollywood Haunted Nights was good, but we had a bad experience there as well. We went down to the Dusk to Dawn. I mean, they could pay for actual, you know, movie, you know, and different things. That's the Fright Planet. They didn't do any licensing.
Mm-hmm.
No licensing whatsoever. It was all made up bullshit. Blackout. Really? Blackout? How cheesified is that? We're not going to put one freaking prop. I mean, if I was going to do a blackout thing, I'd wait till the very end, and then I would gut them with lights and stuff, you know, that like, oh my God, this is what we've been walking
just
through.
Just worrying.
Yeah, and it's like, this is what you've been, but they didn't, you know, they didn't care, you know. Lack of vision. Lack of vision, lack of caring, you know. I'm sure the one that we go to tonight is going to be better than Fright Planet. I'm positive.
No, don't put that much weight into it.
They have adult actors. They win.
Okay. You have a point.
Yeah. When you have, you know, a 3-foot actor coming up, you know, going, scary! Ah, with that high pitch, you know, beep, beep, beep.
Oh, they jump out at you. I got Star One Girl jumped out of around the corner. You know, I jumped out. And she's like, ha ha, I made you jump.
Break it, character.
No. I told you about my one bad experience, and I'll never go back to a corn maze again.
Was that Scare Man? Did that Scarecrow touch you on your private part?
I almost punched a little kid in the face. And everybody else thought it was hysterical. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was sloshing away. And it just, it wasn't. Yeah, profanity definitely flew
left
from my mouth when it happened.
But his parents were laughing.
Yeah, the kid's parents were there watching me just berate
lose
their son.
They gave him a little medal. Good job, boy. You get a cookie.
Tilt back
home,
with my fist. Yeah, it was bad.
No, the Vegas vampire is just a skull, just moved around the top of his skull, which is a little hairy. I could hear the bone grinding. It was like, okay. So, all right, we're moving on. I'm going to let someone else talk for a minute.
You're going to let someone else talk for a change?
For a minute.
For a minute? We did have friends that went down to the Slipknot.
How was that?
Haunted House. They said they loved it.
Yeah.
They said it was...
Amazeballs?
You have to understand that these are also people that live in Klamath, that have always lived in Klamath, basically. Or Sacramento.
So they bring their own banjo.
They're not really used to...
Look at Maj, you got more teeth than you do.
But they said that it was... the actors were very... The makeup and stuff was very believable.
Yeah.
They didn't say much about animatronics. But sort of like what you were saying, branding and marketing,
yeah.
They had a cool Slipknot drop backdrop to take pictures in front of, and they also had souvenirs. So, but like you said, if you market it with a name, Slipknot being the band.
Yeah, and Scary One, too. And they have more than one Slipknot haunted attraction. You know, they have the one there, and then they have a couple in other towns.
I don't remember.
I think maybe.
That's where they're from. Usually
they have them in New York or, you know, Pennsylvania has a lot of them.
The East Coast seems to hammer home the haunted attraction thing.
Yeah.
I definitely want to eventually, I think it would be cool to go to the one at Eastern State.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do that every year.
Well, we used to watch Distortions, Monster Makers,
mm-hmm.
and they did, you know, we saw a lot of haunted attractions because they would consign Distortions to build them some cool stuff. Now, way cool stuff. You know, where you have a whole room you walk through that has a boiler room thing, and you have a guy that's, you know, electrifying, and then his top half chases after you.
That's cool.
You know, it's pretty good.
And we spent the time talking about these haunted attractions, about, you know, where you have to sign waivers, and it's a one-on-one thing.
That's Macamory Manor.
And they basically torture you, and if you survive...
Well, you survive. You have to say, I want my mommy, you know, or that you have to have a safe...
Some kind of safe word.
Safe word, but they put hands on you.
Yeah.
And they tell you that they're going to put hands on you, that they're going to put you in claustrophobic surroundings. They're going to force you to eat stuff you don't want to eat, you know, and that kind of stuff. Now, I think that's actually kind of cool, but for the fact you can't reciprocate.
No.
That ain't right. Okay, if you're going to put hands on me...
You're going to slap me around.
You're going to have to earn it, baby. You're going to have to earn it. This old man is going to, like, knee you. Yeah, you're gonna be scary afterwards. You know?
Yeah, I had never heard that until you guys told me. I went read up on it. No. There would be no way in hell I would make it through.
Well, evidently they do background checks on people.
I'm sure that they would have to. They would have to for health reasons.
Well, that and violent,
you
know,
these are for... extended period
like myself,
of time.
They would find out about all the people I've damaged. Yeah. My fake pacemaker. That's now named the pacemaker, by the way, that night.
Yeah, you had break out the pacemaker, and that's when the experience stops.
I am the most gentle person on the face of the planet, as far as you know.
Well, I can say that I've never crushed anyone's face, so I don't know about gentle, but...
I don't know about crushed. Okay, maybe a little crushing.
Okay, there we go.
You know, a little crushing, not a lot of crushing. But, Right, so yeah, he could have been in one of these. I had a better makeup job, you know, after I was done with him. I'll just do makeup, line up, bam, there you go, get in line, go scare somebody. Yeah? It's so realistic, the swelling, the blood, oh my God, it does look so good. How do you do that?
He did have to have corrective cosmetic surgery.
Six operations. And he's still ugly. No, that's the bad thing. You'd think they would have, you know, trimmed up a little bit here and there. But he ugly. He was ugly going in. He ugly coming out. So there's that.
Yeah, unfortunately, our neck of the woods, we don't get a lot of cool attractions.
Well, we haven't been to the one tonight, so now I'm up for giving it a shot.
I will say, what was it, about 5-6 years ago, they did that creative...
Oh, Aaron was a part of that.
Downtown.
Yeah.
That was a totally different experience. It was, I mean, one of the first scenes in that whole place was someone OD.
Yeah, Aaron told me.
Very creepy, like,
yeah.
On a totally different level. And the only thing that bothered me during that whole thing, there was a real small, tiny, petite girl wearing a porcelain mask. And
like that movie we saw. Yeah.
Holy, yes.
Yeah.
The house is
been
knocked over.
Yeah, that's creepy.
She reminded me of that, and as soon as she cued in on the fact that I didn't like it,
guess who was
my best friend the rest of the time? If I looked over here, she was going to be standing here. If I looked over here, she was going to be waiting for me over here.
They don't like me, because when they come up to me, I'll offer them a Tic Tac. You know? I mean, it's like, oh, man, Tic Tac, you need it, buddy. Go get a Tic Tac.
That wasn't your typical haunted house, though. I mean, that was very bizarre.
It's like one of those religious ones where they go crazy?
Almost cult-like, yes, you could say that.
Did they hand out flyers and
I didn't drink the Kool-Aid.
Now that explains a lot.
They were handing out free Kool-Aid.
Were they really?
And I'm like, no.
Was it grape? It's a cherry you got to look out for. And some guy walking around with the aviator glasses, that's a bad sign. Yeah, so... Well, we've got a few more minutes. We've got we didn't advertise Vegas Vampire. We weren't quite sure that his coffin was going to be delivered in time. But I do want to give notice out there that he's going to be having his own show. It's going to run concurrent with the Haunted Hunters, so we'll have a whole Saturday, or not Saturday.
What day is it?
Friday.
I gotta stop drinking. We will have it concurrent. Start 7, 8. And then the Vegas Vampire has a bunch of people that show up for his shows. There's the Bean Farmer, and there's all kinds of different characters that'll come in. You have any questions about the Rat Pack or Sammy Davis or any of these old school guys? You got to call up and ask the Vegas Vampire, because he hung out with him. I mean, he's the real deal. Look him up. Wikipedia. He also has a website, thevegasvampire.com. We're going to have some merchandise. If you're smart, you're going to want to load up on that merchandise, and you want to do it right now. Okay, go ahead. I'll wait here. I don't hear the ka-ching-chings. Get those ka-ching-chings happening. All right. So... Vegas Vampire Show, very exciting. You never know what's going to happen on there or what guests might be on there. So that will be probably next week. We'll have to talk to the Vegas Vampire and see how he feels about that.
We'll have to work on this.
Your throat? It's very nice. The holes, you barely notice them. And they seep just the right amount.
Yes.
They really do. They seep just the amount. So, either we do it next week or we don't. So there's that.
Well, if we don't do that, we can find other characters who will take up the slack.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's going to be a little political, so if you get your feelings hurt, don't listen. You don't like it? Don't listen. We will take callers. We will, listen to what you have to say. If you don't agree with us, we won't give you, we won't care what you have to say because, I mean like that. It's my way.
You generally don't care.
No, I don't care. I don't care. You have an opinion?
Yeah.
What do I care? I don't care. If it doesn't coincide with my opinion, why do I need it? What do I care? No? Keep your opinion yourself. God, you're so pushy, you people out there. I tell you.
You need to calm down.
All right, I need to calm down. Right.
Becoming symptomatic.
He's
becoming.
He's way past.
I'm symptomatic. Tattooed on my forehead.
He's way past symptomatic.
I thought that was a bad car made by Dodge.
It was. That's a great one to drive when you're feeling like you want to run people over.
Because they have
those barbs hidden underneath the front end. It's great. You can drag people forever. And all the screaming and whatnot. It's beautiful. And music to my ears. So I was sick this time, and I wasn't going to be talking very much. How'd that work out for you?
It didn't.
And as he says that, now I'm hacking.
Is that my
lung?
That's my lung.
I know we've discussed this in the past. You guys did the Clown Motel.
Oh, yeah.
Carnival, last Saturday night.
Biggest vampire just went by there and waved at her. You know, a bunch of undead clowns he waved at and said, hey.
You ought to do the Miz Pod. Have you done that?
No.
You should.
Well, we'll go there. Let's go now. Pack up.
Ghost Adventures. And guess what they investigated? The Clown Motel.
Did they really?
Trendy.
Yes. And you gotta think that...
Are they following everything we do?
They're trying.
Did they do the Oregon Cave Chateau yet?
Oh, no.
Oh, see, they're messing
And you would
that
think
one.
That they would, since Aaron's from right here in the great state of Oregon, but...
He's a pinhead. Look at the hairdo. It's just the eyes of
That's
the
Zach. That's Zach.
Whatever.
Aaron has
care.
No hair.
I don't care.
But they did that, and then they did the Goldfield High School, which, by the looks of it, I would like to go check that out. That was actually kind of cool looking.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
They couldn't get in the Goldfield Hotel?
They've done that several times.
We've been trying to get in there, but one, you know, speaking of Reno, one of the teams there that Christy's actually friends with, she knows them. Oh, she's, okay, oh, I thought I wasn't supposed to say anything. You know, good luck with that. Anyway, she knew the family. Her son dated Christy's sister and whatnot. Christy reached out to her to see if she could help us get in there, and she shut us right there. You know, she said, no, it's only for us, and then deleted, you know, us from her friend list. You know, it's like, this is the kind of thing that haunted, you know, hunters and ghost hunting teams. When you start doing that and you feel like you're the only one that should do something, you need to quit. You need to quit right now. Because, you know, other people will attract different things. And you want, if you really care about actually getting, you know, life after death, you know, evidence, who cares if you don't, aren't the one? As long as you do get it, that's what we're here for. And then when you start going, oh, that, you know, that's my property, that's mine. We busted the cherry on Oregon Cave Chateau.
Yep.
And then... That we could have told them, don't let anyone else in here. That's not our way. We were talking to other people and suggesting they go there. You know, that's the haunted hunters. We don't, you know, we don't take on properties as our own. We will help other teams.
Look at some of the locations that we've done.
Team on here.
That we've done before other big teams.
Alcatraz. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we did Alcatraz before any of them.
Taps and GAC didn't go in until after this team did, so...
Well, that's because they didn't think that they needed to do the lottery. That they just could buy their way in. And lo and behold, they were right. They bought their way in. They didn't do the lottery and win the lottery like we did. They bought their way in.
No, Sci-Fi and...
Bought their way in, yeah.
Travel Channel have a lot of money.
You know. And us poor little haunted hunters. I mean...
I don't think I have any money on me, I'll be honest.
I got a dollar or two.
Well, there you go.
You want to earn some money? You can have some money.
No.
Come on, baby. Let's put them soft hands to work.
Wow. I think Max costume this year is probably a creature.
Uncle Creepy.
Faster.
Uncle Creepy.
You're that 24/7, 365.
Come here. Sit on Uncle Creepy's lap and I'll bounce you.
That's a little weird.
Wow. Yeah, well, 18 and over only. Thank you very much.
Pervert.
That's illegal pervert. I'm going on. These nasty pedophiles that they'll need to be burned in hell, but that's for another show. Well, now we're getting a little serious here.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We took a turn for the worse there.
Well, I am sick, so I'm kind of grouchy. I'm just grouchy.
I'll be honest, this is the first radio show in a long time that I've seen that you haven't taken one shot.
I'm sick.
Maybe
unless
that's
you drink it all.
Well,
I mean, every time we break it out, there's Sean. I'll take another. Just leave a bottle.
What was Christie's line last time? If I could still pour, you could still drink it?
It's a good line. Yeah, I think we're still recouping from that.
Yeah, you guys were. That was actually pretty fun for the fact that it wasn't me that time.
Yes, it was.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was. All right, Christina. Nod once for yes, it was. Yeah, there we go. How many times did his shirt come up and he start patting his belly?
None.
Really? He couldn't lift the shirt up. That's what it was. All right.
Yeah, my hands. Yeah, I just couldn't even maneuver them.
I've seen you do that. I've seen when you couldn't do that. Well, that is our show. As far as you know, we're going to sit here and talk about you guys once we turn this off. We do it every time. Every time I turn this show off, I all you listeners, I tear you up. You know, I point out all your flaws. You know, the fact that it looks like, you know, that you're birthed by your mother. It was your aunt. You know, and grandma. You know,
oh.
Too much? Too soon?
You need to stop talking about people in Western.
Am I still on the air? We are in Klamath.
We are in Klamath, yes. We're talking about people from West Virginia.
Oh, no, he didn't. I think in Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas. That'll probably work. That's where Mr. and Mrs. Clinton from, so, I mean,
we
should
go on. Starting on that. We'll go political in a minute. We saw she showed up on Saturday Night Live. To show how cool she was to get the younger votes and whatnot. I hate her. Now, go ahead, have the Secret Service. I'm not going to do anything. I just don't like her. She's, not a person I care about. Put me on Nixon's watch list. I mean, I wouldn't be the only one. And he's not dead, by the way. He's high now. We had to turn off. I like Saturday Night Live. I like Barack, all the politicians go on there to show they're cool. Dole went on there and even made fun of his pencil, and he was actually funny. But I can't, when I know without a shadow of a doubt that this person does not really care about America, when she let American soldiers and diplomats die and didn't do a damn thing about it, I don't want to watch her making fun and joking. I don't forget that shit. And I hope those of you out there know it as well.
Hold up, back up. Max getting all wound up. You better get him to that haunted house right now. That generally calms him down.
Anyway, as they're trying to pull the mic from my fingers,
let's wrap this up. Play the blob, man.
Okay, all right, here we go. We are out of here and on our way to scare little kids. Because you know what? That's the only use they really have. Think about it. They're just scaring them little shits. That's it. Can I say shit?
You've already established it.
Oh, so shit was okay. Shit's bullshit.
Yeah,
okay. Alright. Well, I thought I could, wasn't it?
No,
alright.
Thought we're not on it.
How many times?
Six. What?
Was that? You got the business. Seriously?
Thought we're not on it.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.